countries, Yud and Yud Dalet Kislev, Tavshinun Beis. So there are numerous Maimorim, well-known Maimorim over the years, that explain the Pasuk, Podav Shalom Nafshi, which is the Pasuk that Alter Rebbe was reading when he was notified of his release from imprisonment on Yutes Kislev, Tav Kuf Nun Tes. So this Pasuk is also relevant to the release of the Mittel Rebbe, the second generation, after the son of the Alter Rebbe, from his arrest, when he was released on Yud Kislev, 28 years later. So the Maimor in this country, printed in Tavshin Nun Beis, was said on Yud Kislev in Tavshin Chof Beis, actually the third Maimor of that for Brengen, a very rare occurrence, and edited and printed in Tavshin Nun Beis in honor of Yud Kislev and also Yud Dalet Kislev, which is the Rebbe's wedding anniversary. So the Pasuk in English, Podav Shalom Nafshi, means, translates as, he redeemed my soul in with peace from the battle that came upon me because the many were with me. So the common thread in almost all of the Maimorim that begin with this Pasuk, beginning with the Maimor of the Mittel Rebbe, who's the first one to say a Maimor of Podav Shalom Nafshi, focuses on the concept of being redeemed from battle in a way of peace, which is seemingly, it doesn't work. Which way do you want? Either, if it's there's peace, that means there's no battle. And if there's a battle, it means there's no peace. So what do you mean, redeemed from battle in a way of peace? So the explanation is that the fact that there's a battle, a battle between the Nefesh Elokis and the Nefesh HaBahamis, this is a fact. So one can attempt to overcome his Nefesh HaBahamis, his animal soul, using his intellect and the lower levels of his godly soul, nefesh, ruach, neshama, by overpowering it with the force of will, rotzen, from the level of chaya. But in all of these cases, the animal soul, the nefesh bahamas, can fight back with its own intellect and own force of will. So it's a battle. The nefesh bahamas is a nefesh. It has will, it has sechel, it has midos. Only when the yid reveals his yechida, which is the highest level of his nefesh elokis, then he can nullify the struggle of the nefesh bahamis and thus win the battle in peace, podav shalom. So it's a battle, but he reached a level where there's no opponent anymore. There's no level in that of nefesh bahamis that can be on that level, and so it's b'shalom. So in this maimer, the Rebbe explains that there are two aspects of shalom, because b'shalom can also mean base shalom, two aspects of shalom. From above to below and from below to above. When there's a revelation of Or from above, which overwhelms and nullifies the Nefesh HaBahamis ceases to oppose the godly soul. But the Nefesh HaBahamis itself doesn't change. It's a revelation from above that nullifies its animalness. The Or from above nullifies but doesn't affect change. That's the whole Indian of Makif that we encounter everywhere. The change only occurs through the struggle of the Nefesh Elokis to overcome and transform the Nefesh HaBahamis, bringing it to realize on its own terms of the Nefesh HaBahamis that it should love Hashem. But even so, the Nefesh HaBahamis will still remain a potential adversary. It still remains an ego that in the end could say, I want what I want and not what Hashem wants. So we should by now, be familiar with the Rebbe's approach, which is, we need both aspects, from above to below and from below to above, and not just independently, each one after the other, but a unification of these two lines of influence together. So the Rebbe brings a story of the Chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek, who complained, he had a yechidus with the Tzemach Tzedek, a private audience, and he complained that others were trampling on him in the Beis Medrash, not respecting him. The Rebbe points our attention to the fact that this Chassid's yeshus, his self-importance, was not only while he was in the Mikdash Me'at of the Beis Medrash, where obviously his ego was getting bruised, but even in the private chamber of the Rebbe. He's having yichis with the Rebbe, and what's bothering him? That his ego is getting bruised by others. So despite the manifestation of the Shechina in those places, this Chassid's yeshus remained intact. So this illustrates the necessity for avoid. You have to do avoid. It's not enough that the Rebbe shines his level of elokus on you. You have to do avoida, the work from below to above, because despite the great revelations from above, from the Rebbe, a person can remain unchanged. His Nefesh HaBahamis can remain the same behema. As expressed elsewhere, the lofty revelations from above only become revealed to one who makes himself into a vessel to receive them. In the final two oases of the Maimer, the Rebbe explains the continuation of the Pasuk, because the many were with me. So what does that mean? The Rebbe explains that the intent behind the descent of the Nitzutzos, the divine sparks below, is that in order that they will be refined and returned to their source and even higher. So because of this, according to the Rebbe from the Maimer, it's not possible, it's not shaykh, that should be any resistance or opposition from the Nitzutzos to the refinement. The fact that it is possible for there to be resistance and opposition is only from the side of the person who is responsible for the refinement, because he has free choice. The Nitzutzos, they don't have free choice. But as far as the Nitzutzos are concerned, there is no choice involved. They must be refined. And more than this, the Nitzutzos want and yearn to be refined. This is the meaning, this is quoting the Rebbe, this is the meaning of the many were with me, that the Nitzutzos found in the aspect of Rabbim, the many, those elements in the world which are opposed to godliness, yearn for their own refinement. It is only because these Nitzutzos are in Golis, in the aspect of Rabbim, that this is not revealed. To such a degree that it sometimes appears that the individual and the worldly matters, not only that they don't assist him, but rather interfere with his Avodas Hashem. Because the concealment of the Nitzutzos is the ultimate concealment, expressed as a concealment that is not in existence, Helem Sheino B'Metzius, but via the Avodah of the many were with me, the awakening of the Yechida, the Etzem HaNefesh, the essence of the soul, which is higher than our reality. So then this concealment that is not in existence of the Nitzutzos is awakened and is revealed together with their yearning to be refined. And then it is seen openly that the matters of the world not only do not interfere, but rather they insist in Avodas Hashem. Meaning that this awakening of the Yechida contains within it both of the levels that were mentioned earlier, from above to below, and from below to above, in a way where each one contains an aspect of the other. Since the Nitzutzos have a desire to be refined from above, this is the mixture of from below in the revelation of or from above. And similarly, the refinement from below is in a way where the opposition is nullified, which is an aspect of from above. So for the same reason, the desire of the Nitzutzos to be refined, when we awaken our Yechidah, we reveal that in truth, there is no opposition from the world, including the Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, to a Yid serving Hashem, even if this truth was completely hidden before. In other words, you don't see it. But when you'll reveal this level, then you will see it. And all of this takes place via the revelation of the Yechida, which Rebbe calls here Etzem HaNefesh. Some places the Rebbe emphasizes this is not exactly the same thing, but here the Rebbe is calling the same thing, which we can reveal, which can bring about by, the Rebbe gives a way to do it, by thinking about the inyan of the Yechida and the resolution that his conduct will be fitting with the aspect of Yechida in his Nefesh, the redemption of his godly soul from the war with the Nefesh of Bahamas is in a way of peace. So one could say, what does that mean, thinking about the inyan of Yechida? So first of all, on a deeper level, what we're learning here, but we could also say it's fulfilled by thinking about Mashiach, because Mashiach is defined as the individual who possesses a Yechida Klolis. His soul is the Yechida of all the Jewish people, of every single Yid. And making the commitment, contemplating that Mashiach, and making commitment to conduct yourself the way Mashiach desires, which is according to Torah mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs that he adds, that's the way to reveal your Yechida and bring about the Poda V'Shalom. And obviously this can be done more completely when one is aware of Mashiach's identity and is aware of his opinion on how a Jew should conduct himself in various matters, etc. And the Rebbe hints at this explanation in the closing words of the Maimer. The Rebbe says, then, Lasid Lavoi, there will be a revelation of the Yechida via Mashiach, who is the aspect of the Yechida Klolis, as we said, and that means it's all in our hands. Chi Adonai Numanei Nivu Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach Li'Elam Voed.